What up, y'all? Mario Lopez joining me now in studio, rapper and actor Kyle. How's it going, man?
Hey, man, doing pretty good.
Yeah, better than
How
me.
Are you? How are you? Yeah, doing better than you. I'm sorry about your leg.
It's okay, brother. Thanks so much. Let's talk about this new Netflix movie, The After Party.
Yes.
Hey, I already like the title. What's it about?
You like it? Okay, it's called The After Party. It's directed by Ian Edelman. And it's in dedication to Q from Worldstar. He's like a very influential person in like hip hop culture who passed away. So RIP to Q. And basically it's about, you know, it's kind of like a coming of age story about two friends, Owen and Jeff, who just happen to want to make it in the music industry, but have no idea how. And on top of it, my character, Owen, blows his entire chance of ever being a successful rapper by throwing up on Wiz Khalifa in the middle of a concert.
Oh my God.
And then
that's funny.
So they have like basically 24 hours one night to get a record deal. And if they don't, then I'm getting shipped off to the military because my dad is like a Marine and is like, you know, you're too old for this rapping thing.
So essentially takes place in one night.
Yeah, it's just one wild night. Almost like a Superbad in a sense.
Yeah.
You know?
Oh, that's fun, man.
It's hilarious. And it's involving like every rapper you can think of, from like DMX to like, you know, to Designer to DJ Khaled to Wiz Khalifa, Tiana Taylor. It's crazy, dude.
And we knew you as a rapper, of course, but have you always been acting at the same time? And
you know what? I would like to say I've always had personality, you know, but nah, not really. This is my first time ever doing like a movie, ever doing anything on like television acting wise. I did drama class.
Okay.
I was fire in drama class. Shout out to my drama teacher, Stephanie, if you're listening right now, I love you and I'm gonna give you a hug very soon. But yeah, this is my first time ever doing any type of acting at all.
And after this experience, you want to do more of it?
Definitely. I left the theater last night. Like I want to do one right now again. Like if somebody was like, Kyle, we have a script, let's go shoot, I would have been down.
Yeah, no, it's a fun experience. Now you're getting to be creative, just like when you're doing with music and what have you. You talked about the cameos in the movie, Wiz Khalifa, DJ Khaled. Did you get to kick it with any of them?
Yeah. So, funny thing, when Wiz Khalifa actually got there, you know, there's a lot of downtime before shooting. And I'm like, oh my God, like this is Wiz. And I met Wiz maybe once before. So I'm still completely shocked. You know what I mean? And if I even see Wiz again, he's just such a superstar, I'm going to be shocked. So I'm standing next to him the whole time. And then I notice everything kind of starts getting a little fuzzy. I'm like, you know, I think I might be getting contact with Wiz Khalifa right now. Yeah, just honestly standing next to him started making me feel awesome.
Yeah, that.
Yeah, so
he got that aura.
Oh, definitely. And it was right before doing the scene. So, you know, everything is funny. I'm laughing at parts I'm not supposed to be laughing at. Yeah. You know what I mean? I'm laughing at sad parts. I'm sad at funny parts. It made it a little more difficult.
Well, you're relaxed.
Yeah, I was relaxed. I was chilling.
Yeah, you had a few mixtapes, but your debut album came out a few months ago, Lie to Mine. Already went gold. Congrats, man, on that.
Thank you. Yeah.
Was it something that you was a passion you just sort of expected? I mean, that to come out, you never know how stuff's going to be received, right?
Yeah, no, straight up. I'm so wonderfully like enthused about Lie to Mine going gold, because when I made it, it was such a personal like album and it's such a personal story, and I almost made it as like a therapeutic thing for myself. So the fact that it's actually successful, you know, just makes me really like love my fans and love the fact that they're down to listen to a whole album about me just kind of spilling my heart out. You know what I mean? Because usually people just want a couple bangers and they want to keep it moving. But this is actually a personal album that I really took a long time going in depth with, about like my real life and my real struggles. And you don't always expect that stuff to become like a hit. So the fact that it's gold and it's only been out for like, you know, a little over like 2 months is insane to me.
That's awesome, man. Yeah. And the album, you have a collab with Alessia Cara too, right?
Yes, I do. Shout out to Alessia, my homie, my little homie, even though she's like definitely bigger than me, but just like, you know, in like size wise, like my little homie.
How'd that come about?
You know what? So me and Alessia have known each other through the internet for a minute. And I remember her telling me, you know, I DM'd her one time. This is years ago. This is like 2014.
So you just slid in her DMs?
I slid in her DMs. I was like, okay. Yo, you're incredible. Like, I love all your music. And then she told me, like, I love all your music. Beautiful Loser is one of my favorite, like, things. And that's like a really old project I put out in 2013.
Wow.
And she knew about it. And she knew about this song called View from Hollywood that she really liked. And I was like, damn, I can't believe Alessia Cara is a fan. Like, that's so fire. And we kind of kept in contact. And then I had this song called Babies, which is really special, which is like arguably one of my favorite songs on the whole album. Just really talking about how, you know, a lot of times kids grow up not with, you know, without good examples of love. So we don't necessarily know how to love each other the right way. And I sent her the song and I was like, the only person that's going to do something deserving of this song is you. And she listened to it and like right away sent me a voice memo. And then she came over to the crib with her mom, and her and her mom were sitting there. Yeah, her mom. Her mom is awesome. Like, her mom is so cool and funny. And we were talking for hours just about everything, about life, all this stuff. And then she cut that magical verse in like,
wow,
5 minutes. It was epic.
Look at that, man. See, that's a good example of if you want some or want to meet someone, just reach out. You never know.
Yeah, no, of course. No, straight up, dude. You never know who actually, you know, you might appreciate somebody. Might respond, you have right? no clue if they appreciate you, too.
Right. That's a cool story right there. I know you just wrapped up some tour dates with Logic and NF. You like being out on the road?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Shouts out to Bobby Biceps. If you can hear, that's Logic, by the way. He's been working out. He's trying to get like you. He's not all the way there yet.
Bobby Biceps.
Yeah, nah. Logic was great. NF was great. The whole tour was great. It was like, I mean, it's huge too.
Yeah.
It was like 13,000 people like a night or more, you know, sometimes 20,000 people. I've never even seen that many people before.
Yeah.
The whole tour was really great. And every one of Logic's fans is like such a positive thing, because that's like his whole memo, right? It's like peace, love, positivity. So you go out there and it's almost like you're at like a, how can I describe it? Like a, not like a self-help like concert or something, but you just go out there and everybody is in such a good mood and they're cheering you on no matter what.
Yeah.
Great energy, you know?
Right on.
And so when you get in front of that for 3 months, you come off feeling like, you know,
I bet.
Feeling like P. Diddy.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? That's kind of how I felt like every night. It felt like Diddy.
Well, nothing wrong with that. I want to put you on the spot. Quick questions, quick answers.
Hit me.
Current song obsession.
Current song obsession.
I like that he's looking around the room like he's going to see a song title.
I would say my current song obsession is still Japan by Famous Dex. And it's old now, but I still love that song.
Yeah, okay. Last show you binge watched.
Oh, I'm watching Peaky Blinders is the last show. Oh my God, it's so good. It's on Netflix.
Yeah.
It's awesome. Everybody talks in these British accents. I finished it. I mean, I got to wait for the next season.
Yeah.
Because I'm watching a lot of shows, but I don't consider it binge watching unless you watch the whole thing within like a matter of days.
Yeah.
That's binge watching for real. Like, if you take a couple weeks to finish it, you're not really binge watching.
Yeah.
But if you go in,
power through.
Yeah. If it's 72 hours, you hit the whole thing.
Damn.
You're a fan.
Dream collab.
Dream collab. Man, either I would say Pharrell or Kid Cudi or Bobby Caldwell. Wow.
Nice.
Yes, Bobby Caldwell, if you're still out there, holler at me.
Best party you ever attended?
Best party I ever attended was for sure my own 21st birthday. Epic.
Wow.
And I know that's a cheat code using yourself, but my own 21st birthday.
Good for you. Celebrity crush growing up.
I had a couple. One was Megan Good. The other one was Hillary Duff. I thought Hillary Duff was so bad.
Stuff by Duff?
Oh, my God, bro. Especially,
I can appreciate that.
You know what I mean? Because, you know, you're like, you're watching Disney Channel all the time, and you just like, it's Lizzie McGuire. You know what I mean? You're like,
she's
wow.
Still cute.
She's hella cute, and she's still cute to this day.
That's what I'm talking about. She's still cute.
Yeah, so Hillary, I love you. You know what I mean? And I always have.
Yeah.
I've always loved you.
Respect her.
And always will.
If you could be an animal, what would you pick?
If I could be an animal, for sure, like an eagle. Off rip, bro. Fly,
right?
Know what that's like,
protected.
You know? Protected. Oh, yeah. They can't even hunt you.
They can't mess with you.
Bald eagle, for sure.
In the meanwhile, The After Party hits Netflix on August 24th. You can follow him on Twitter at SuperDuperKyle. Great handle right there, man. Thanks for stopping by.
Mario, thank you. Thank you for having me, man.
Right on, bro.
And you got to show me your six-pack regiment. I need to get on my game.